Upfront Books presents Why Am I Still Depressed? Recognizing and Managing the Ups and Downs of Bipolar 2 and Soft Bipolar Disorder, written by Jim Phelps, MD, and narrated by Jack Watkins. While this book is crafted to be an audio-first learning experience, as part of your purchase, you've received access to a PDF containing several useful tables and tests for your reference. We recommend pausing the audiobook now and visiting upfrontbooks.com/BD to download the PDF. Copyright 2006 by James R. Phelps, MD. This audiobook is published by arrangement with McGraw-Hill, LLC, and was produced in the year 2020 by Upfront Books, which holds the copyright thereto. Foreword by S. Nasir Ghami, MD. Director of the Bipolar Disorder Research Program. A patient told me the other day, "I don't expect to be happy. I just don't want to be depressed." We should be doing better, and part of the solution, I think, is to move away from the simple-minded diagnoses and prescriptions about depression. There is so much antidepressant use these days that Prozac is literally in the water in detectable amounts, leading to some environmental concerns regarding the effects on fish. Yet, the treatment of depression is not as effective as it should be. One is tempted to recall the ironically prescient words of the 19th century physician, Oliver Wendell Holmes, who said that, "If the entire materia medica as now used could be sunk to the bottom of the sea, it would be all the better for mankind and all the worse for the fishes." It turns out that antidepressants are not the panacea that many once thought. One reason is that antidepressants are not always antidepressants. In some persons, like those with bipolar illness, they may not work well, and in fact, can make things worse. The key issue in diagnosing and treating depression is to know what kind of depression one faces. Is it vanilla, straight, regular, unipolar depression? Or is it chocolate, depression with mood swings, manic symptoms, bipolar depression? And if bipolar, is it standard bipolar disorder, classic manic depressive illness with extremes of high and low? Or is it a variety of the bipolar spectrum, recurrent depression with milder highs or other features of bipolar illness? To understand depression, to treat it, and to recover from it, we really need to understand more about the two varieties and especially the bipolar spectrum. This is not a straightforward topic. A great deal of controversy rages in academe, and it has for decades, a sure sign of our ignorance. We have not understood this disease well, depression in all its varieties. We have not studied and examined the bipolar spectrum concept as well as we should. We do not clearly understand, beyond a reasonable doubt, when to use antidepressants and when not to use them. Yet, recognizing our lack of knowledge and increasing our awareness of these problems is the first step forward. In the daily work of clinical practice, this awareness of our limitations paradoxically opens new vistas in the diagnosis and treatment of depression. Not all depression is the same, and not all depression responds to antidepressants. In Why Am I Still Depressed? Jim Phelps provides a nuanced and clinically wise rendition of the state of the art. Here he describes the varieties of depression, the concept of the bipolar spectrum, the utility and limitations of antidepressants, the benefits and limits of mood stabilizing agents, and, perhaps most importantly, how to put it all together. He does all this from the standpoint of a highly informed practicing psychiatrist, someone who observes the academic wars and then sees what they mean in the daily treatment of patients. Phelps' book, though clear and concise, does not avoid complexity, a real complexity that corresponds to the reality of unipolar depression and the bipolar spectrum. Yet he sheds light on that complexity in a way that should be helpful to clinicians and enlightening to persons with depression. While books on depression abound, I have not seen a book of this kind. This is not a typical depression book.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?